Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For those people that are unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Mingles. We run this whole thing, and we've been doing it for a long time now. And one of the reasons why we did this is because I wanted to be able to shine a spotlight and give a platform to people that were doing the right things. And boy, did I find the right person. Sharon Gregresh is someone that I met about a year or so ago as a result of doing something else, right? Isn't that the way sometimes things happen? So as we were doing something else, Sharon said to me, what do you do about real estate on your radio show? And I said, you know, I never really found the right person to be able to be committed to really running a great real estate radio show. And there's probably plenty of them out there, but I just haven't found them yet. And she said, how about me? And I said, how about you? So we started to do that. And it's turned into a really fun radio show. Although she is in Canada, a lot of the things that she references are here applicable in the United States. She's a super lot of fun, and she brings on some really great guests, as well as the one that we'll have today. And I know Sharon's always out and about. She's one of those really busy people. She shows up right up on time. She's got a lot of things going, and if you want to get busy things done, if you want to get something done, you ask people just like Sharon Gregresh. Sure, if you're doing anything with real estate in Canada, specifically over on the Mountain Time Zone, I guess the Alberta, Edmonton area, you definitely want to check out Sharon, and certainly check out the radio show we've done with her, because she got great people from all different areas, including today, that I just can't wait to hear from. And I think, if I read her text the right way, this is a really super special radio show as well, as they all are. But, you know, sometimes you add a little super stuff to this one. So, Sharon, thanks for being here on Everything Real Estate Radio.
Thanks, Peter, for that. So I'm going to apologize ahead of time. Peter always tells me I'm not allowed to move, because the mic's going to pick up the noise. I'm moving. I'm driving right now, and it's just the way that it worked out this morning. I'm driving over to the Habitat for Humanity offices in the Edmonton, Alberta area, and I'm really excited.
We're going to have. If you're doing it for charity, you're excused.
Oh, awesome. That's fabulous, because I'm on the Board of Governors for the Realtors Charitable Foundation here in Edmonton, and our realtors do a really, really good job of fundraising and giving back to the community, and I'm headed over there because at 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, we are giving Habitat for Humanity a check for $100,000.
Wow.
So,
Hold on. I got to clap here. You got to do that clap for that.
Oh, that's awesome. So
high-tech sound effects. So, dollar store clapper,
yes.
For a $100,000 thing, we spend low on administration, so you can spend a lot on charity.
Yeah, the dollar store clapper, I love it. So I thought that this morning would be really fitting to just kind of talk about the importance of giving back to your community. And if there's a little road noise again, I apologize. But I've got another lady in my office. She is absolutely fabulous. She's a newer agent. She's been in a couple years, and I'm thrilled to have taken her under my wing a little bit and thrilled that she's been brave enough to help me with my business as I travel and that kind of stuff. But her name's Elaine Brolick, and aside from being this wonderful realtor in our area, she's traveled our country with her husband and outside of our country, I believe. She's a military wife, so that deserves a clapper on the clap, too. There.
Absolutely, yeah. Hold on. Double clap, there you go.
Double clap, there you go. And I thought, who better to just kind of, you know, chat back and forth with us about the importance of giving back in communities. And this isn't something that's just related to Canada. It's related all over the place. So welcome, Elaine.
Hi, Sharon. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so this is great. So our office does a bit of an initiative, and I'm sure that I'm really proud of our office because twice a month we as a group just find different volunteers to go out and do this project. And I might get Elaine to tell you guys about it because she and I end up over there a whole lot together. You know what I'm talking about, right, Elaine?
I do. I know you're talking about the mustard seed, which is, I believe they have more locations than just Edmonton, but they are an organization which has worked very hard in our community to help people who are just without the means to help themselves. So people who maybe aren't living on the street but don't have enough money to make ends meet, or people who are living on the street who just need to be fed. So our office does go at least twice a month to help prepare and serve a meal at the Mustard Seed Church downtown.
Yeah, and it's incredibly fulfilling work. It blows me away every time we're there, depending upon the time of the month, depending upon the season of the year, the weather outside, the diversity.
Sharon, are you going to be pulled over? I hear a police car in the background.
Oh, no, that was on the other side of the road.
Okay, there we go. That would be a first. We need to document this as a first.
I'm not causing any in need.
Okay.
There you go, hey? There you go. In our little sleepy town of St. Albert, the one ambulance that's going to go down the road just did, right, Elaine?
Exactly.
So I find the diversity of the people that visit the mustard seed or need the mustard seed to be very interesting because they can be anything from, you know, construction workers that are just there for their only meal of the day at the end of the day, people that are really trying to work hard to people that are legitimately living on the streets. And that community is really wonderful because if we often stay afterwards and package leftovers into sandwiches or make sandwiches beforehand and to be delivered out to people that can't make it into the facility, for whatever reason, they have no sense of time, it's too far away from, you know, their location, that kind of stuff. But it's definitely a really good place for community of sharing. So, Elaine, I know that you, over the years, have done a number of things, you know, for giving back in communities, not necessarily the one that you're living in now, but other communities. And I know that you've been associated with a lot with the military. So your purpose for, volunteering at things like the Mustard Seed or giving back, what gives you that general sense of purpose? I'd really like to inspire people to, you know, think about being kind or doing something today.
I was really raised by two parents who very much believed strongly in volunteering, parents who coached teams that I was on, my father who was on an advisory board to the Board of Education in the province for years, who's worked with the Knights of Columbus and the Rotary Club and is still heavily involved with the Rotary Club. So I kind of had that spirit of community service and volunteerism cooked right into me from the beginning. And it really wasn't until I was older and out of school and you know, able to free up some time that I was able to do that. But volunteering for anything and everything is kind of what I do. I guess part of it for me is the social aspect of doing that kind of activity with like-minded people. But it is so rewarding, you know, even to stand at the sidelines of a race. I've been a long-time runner as well and volunteered a lot of races. And just cheering people on is incredibly gratifying to do. Something like the Mustard Seed, which is a newer activity for me, has been extremely rewarding, so much so that I think I'm signed up for all of the rest of the dates for the rest
you
of the
are.
Year.
You are.
I am.
You're not giving up your spots. I heard that loud and clear on
yeah.
the post.
It's one of those things where I think my comment to my husband was, It's so much fun and so heartbreaking all at the same time to work at the Mustard Seed, because you're working with a bunch of people who all have the same goal in mind, and then you're serving a community which is so much in need, and it's gratifying at the same time that it's hard to see, if you know what I mean.
I do, and it's a community that really needs support, and so many people will just walk past someone on the street and pass judgment on how they got there instead of doing something to help. I don't pretend to have the answer for, you know, everybody that's out on the street, but, you know, I do think that if everybody in the world was able to pop into a community organization like the Mustard Seed, even once every 6 months, it would just change so many lives.
And I think it would completely change perspectives of people who do tend to walk past people on the street and not engage. And which is, of course, not to say that all of us who do this kind of activity will necessarily be able to stop and engage with people who are living on the street. Sometimes it's just not
right.
safe to do so. But
correct.
Certainly it's doing something. it's starting
yes.
to understand how people get into that situation, and it's certainly trying to help to give them at least some support or a way to work their way out of that situation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now when you were talking about, you know, volunteering with the races, like there's all kinds of volunteer activities or donation activities that people can make in their communities. You know, I too was raised to be basically a perpetual volunteer in my community. My parents, I'm born and raised in this little city of St. Albert, which it borders Edmonton up here in northern Alberta. And I raised my kids here. I can remember being 5 or 6 years old and my dad giving me a hammer as he was out helping to build playgrounds or tot lots, as we call them, you know, with the local communities. And my mom cooking up a storm because she was a chef in the kitchen to feed everybody that was doing that with some of the other, you know, community members, that kind of stuff. So, giving back doesn't necessarily mean that you need to be writing large checks, though we appreciate the people that write large checks or the people that give small amounts off of each of their check or something, because that enables, you know, me to be going and doing what I'm doing this morning to give $100,000 to Habitat for Humanity with some other realtors. But, you know, I've done anything from spending 40 hours a week volunteering and chairing my daughter's cheer and dance team or swim teams or school or whatever. So we just want to kind of impart the importance of giving back. And, you know, Elaine, if you've got any and you wanted to share after the break here some of the things that maybe, you know, you do as a military wife. I know you guys did a big project last year, and maybe some of the things that the guys do that you know of while they're overseas. And we can jump back into that after the break if you're okay with that. Give
sure,
you a chance to formulate your thoughts. Okay,
you
all right. Peter,
excellent.
Take it away.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are here, Peter Mingles here with Sharon Gregresh, and then we have Elaine Rolick.
Well done.
To that. So, Yep, you're going to have to, if you want to find this, I got to spell it for those people listening in. We're going to give Elaine her own guest page. Her last name is spelled V like Victor, R-O-L-I-J-K. And I have
you
no
got
idea.
It.
Yeah, I have no idea what that spells in Scrabble, like how many letters, like the numbers. But if
oh,
you hit like
that's
the double
game
word,
winner in Scrabble, Peter.
That would definitely be one of them, for sure. But anyway, so we're here talking to Sharon Goresh, and I playfully always yell at Sharon. I say playfully, of course, when she's moving around. So the worst thing you can ever say to real estate people is stop moving on their radio show. So we want you to keep moving. So keep moving. She's on her way to Habitat for Humanity to give away a $100,000 check. That's huge. So, Sharon, just congratulations again for doing that for anybody that might be listening in right now. And if you want to learn anything about real estate, make sure you check out our Everything Real Estate radio show. So, Sharon, back to you.
Thanks so much, Peter. And as Peter's gotten to know me over, you know, the past part of this year, I think we've been doing this for almost 6 months now, my Everything Real Estate radio show really does mean everything. And today's everything is figuring out ways to give back in whatever your community or your world is. So before the break, I had asked Elaine, with her being a military wife, if she wanted to just kind of, you know, share some of the experiences that she's seen, not necessarily locally, maybe locally, but, you know, around the world, just to give people ideas on how to give back.
One of the projects that I worked on last year as a military spouse, and I jokingly say that as a military spouse, you do a lot of voluntolding because you kind of get roped into things. But at the same time, the project I worked on last year was a lot of hard work and incredibly rewarding. It's called the Heroes Hockey Challenge. And what it does is it raises money for the Canadian version of Wounded Warriors. So what happens is this is a roving event that moves from city to city, generally a city that has an NHL team. And what will happen is a group of NHL alumni from any particular city will play a group of military hockey players in a charity game. Last year, in December, that event was in Edmonton, and actually, I think we hosted it in St. Albert, to be honest, but it was a group of Edmonton Oilers alumni, which was a huge thrill for me, being a lifelong fan, and a group of military hockey players, and we also organized a gala the night before, a big part of which was a silent auction, and that was my part of this project. I worked with a couple of girls at our Military Family Resource Center, and we gathered up, I couldn't even tell you how many items, over 100, that were then grouped into lots and then bid upon by attendees of the gala. I would honestly have to go back into my notes further back than I could access during the break to see how much we did raise for Wounded Warriors, but it was a lot. I'm sure it was over $100,000. So, yeah, it was a lot of hard work. I was lucky enough to have a couple of girls at our Military Family Resource Center who worked way harder than I did, contacting donors and following up and collecting items and storing them and getting everything into lots. What I did was kind of oversee that process, but even that was a fair amount of work, as you can imagine. The spreadsheet was large and detailed just to keep track of everything. But it was one of those projects where when all the work was done and we were at the gala and starting to realize how much money we had raised, it was pretty gratifying to know that people who have served our country and have lost something in the course of that service, whether it be a limb or struggling with PTSD or whatever, were going to get the help that they needed. And that's obviously a cause that's kind of near and dear I'm lucky enough to be married to a Canadian Forces service member who has done multiple tours in Afghanistan, who was lucky enough to have never been injured. So it's really nice to be able to give back and make sure that those people and those families who are supporting members who were injured or lost entirely get the support that they need.
Absolutely agreed. And, you know, always, you know, thank you to, you know, your husband for his service, for anybody that served, for you being a military wife, to be okay with your husband serving and that kind of stuff. So it just, it fills my heart to know that there's so many ways to give back. And, you know, time is a really precious commodity in our world, but it goes so far to do so much in situations like this.
Especially for realtors, too, and it's something that I didn't appreciate till I got into the business, is time for a realtor is maybe our biggest commodity.
Yes, it absolutely. You know, we don't have a lot of it. Between, you know, working 80 hours a week and, you know, giving time to our families and, you know, finding a little bit of downtime or that to do other things. But it's so important. And I think we go in and out of so many people's houses and we see such a diverse living scale. Just because I'm listing and selling a house for $800,000 doesn't mean that the people in the home are living, you know, an $800,000 lifestyle anymore. Or, you know, on the same token, we can end up in other homes and just see, we see both spectrums. We either see people at their very worst or at their very best in this industry.
Absolutely.
And it really makes me, So, you know, they're either calling us in when you know, they're at their lowest and they need to sell a property, or the bank has called us in and the bank is taking the property, or, you know, that kind of stuff, or we see them when really good things are happening.
Absolutely. And it's really very much a privilege to stand witness to any of that, to be able to help
Absolutely.
People through what is either the worst thing that they're going to have to do for a long time, you know, sell their family home when they don't want to, or the best time, as I've had a couple of times with first-time buyers who are buying their very first home. So that's two opposite ends of the spectrum, but both are equally important, I think, to any realtor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely, absolutely, it's equally important. So, Peter, from your standpoint, do you have anything to add to the giving back, the volunteerism, what you see? I know you've lived in New York City, you live in Florida now, like...
No, I just realized that,
you know,
somebody has to do it, and when I say somebody has to do it, it's busy people like yourself that figure out how to spend the time. You could be doing anything else, but you do this stuff anyway. And I guess the one question I would have is, how in the world did you wound up getting that much money? That's a lot of money, $100,000, U.S. or Canadian. How did your company wound up raising that much money? That's a lot of money nowadays.
So this particular piece of the big give came from a little piece from every Edmonton realtor. So this particular big give was, you know, part of a donation from our association, the Edmonton Realtors Association, donating to the Realtors Community Foundation. And that, you know, can be made up from some money that's collected from our yearly annual dues off of each realtor's thing. And that was donated back to us. It was a larger sum that was donated back to us, but we're using $100,000 of it for this. And not only that are we giving this, but on October 9th and 10th, we actually have a habitat build date where the Edmonton area realtors are going down and actually working on site you know, hammer and nails in hand or doing whatever they tell us to do to help build a house. So,
wow.
So it's, you know, it's something that really fits within our mandate. And our mandate at the Realtors Charitable Foundation is basically, I'm not going to read the big long thing, but my quick understanding of it from being on the Board of Governors is to really give back to people, you know, with their housing and or survival needs like food, that kind of stuff. So this is our second big give of the year. We gave $125,000 away earlier in the year, and that $125,000 was split up into, you know, smaller chunks to multiple charities. You know, like Meals on Wheels might be something that you guys are familiar with. Different charities that that help seniors, or that, you know, centers for, you know, battered wives and kids, or centers for pregnant kids to go to, or other organizations besides the one that Elaine and I were talking about that help to feed the hungry or the homeless. We outfitted office spaces in another charity because their offices were getting, you know, decrepit and they need to meet their clients that are in need. We've got another one for Camp Hehoha, I believe it was Camp Hehoha, which is west of our city, which is a camp where disabled children go to camp, and we donated enough money to repave a sidewalk into the woods so that, you know, the kids could get out there. So we're constantly giving back, and aside from, you know, something like the donation from our association, we do auctions. We have our Santa's auction coming up at Christmas time. We do other events, anything from poker tournaments to we have a program where it's called We Care, where the Edmonton Realtors agree ahead of time to donate $10, $25, $100 off of every check their offices pay to them. And, you know, that brings in a nice sum of money every year. And, you know, so we get really creative. We get out there, we do the fundraisers, and then some people will just donate money off of, you know, cash money off of their checks as well as their time, you know, whichever way it goes. So that's how
Excellent.
We do it, Peter.
Excellent. Yeah, well, busy people being creative, getting stuff done. Absolutely wonderful stuff. Well, believe it or not, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So for those people that are listening in, you just heard from Sharon Gregresh. That's G-R-E-G-R-E-S-H. If you want to find her on Building Fortunes Radio. If you ever want to listen to these radio shows live, you can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live. And then you'll be able to listen in live. And you can always dial the same number, 347-237-4097. And Sharon is on her way driving. Hopefully, Sharon, you're going to take some pictures, put them on Facebook like you usually do, maybe take a video or two as well. So I look forward to seeing that. And I really appreciate the things you do. And I just, of course, Elaine, we love having you here too. So thanks for all
Thank
the things
you so
that
much.
You do behind the scenes as well. And I love being able to share this with our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience. So you could be thinking, if you're so inclined, you know, what else can I do? You know, if Sharon can do this, if Elaine can do this, what can I do maybe in my local community to make a difference? So that's what we're here for. So on that note, thanks everybody for being here. We'll catch you next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening
Thank
to Building Fortunes Radio
Bye-bye.
On buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
an announcement.
I'm not sure which one.